Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, November 5, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and as we head to the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality, top of mind to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year and last, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Colonel Wirewood, Goose, Gowell, Scranton, Matthew Casciano, West Scranton, and Jack Walsh, North Abington Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense after a brief news adjournment, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the hour. Well, Mark Duda has been, he's just been on the scene in football and sports for so long. I got to know him initially when I was part of the committee that helped create the football team at Lackawanna College under Joe Morelli. And they wanted to hire a guy named Wally Chambers, a former Chicago Bear. And it was my view. I said, you better get an actual coach because I don't think Wally wants to really, you know, get under the hood here. And Mark Duda was the solution. He became head coach shortly thereafter. And he is the winningest coach in the NJCAA, 217 career victories. He's produced over 450 NCAA Division I athletes and he's helped produce more than 25 players who went on to sign NFL contracts. Now, before he went to Lackawanna, he was a standout athlete of his own. He had 13 sacks, a school record that still stands at the University of Maryland. Oh, I'm sorry, it was broken in 2015. After his college career, he was the 96th overall pick in the NFL draft, the 1983 NFL draft. He played five seasons in the NFL, starting 34 games, appearing in 55, recording 9.5 sacks. Player, coach, leader, mentor. He's retiring, but man, he gave us some great years. Mark Duda, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
Nice to be here, Bob. I'm doing fine. What's happening?
Well, coach, I mean, I guess everything great has to come to an end. Tell us what went into your decision, because you've been doing it a lot of years.
Well, I have been here for a long period of time, like 32 years as a head guy, and I really enjoyed all of it. But, you know, last year I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which, as you guys know, is kind of a neurological disease that has some pretty, ill effects as you go along. And I'm going to be 65 years old here in February. And so I really thought that I try my best this year to see how I could do, but I don't think I'm as good as I should be and as productive as I should be. And the last thing, and you know me, Bob, from all the way back then, the last thing I'm ever going to do is cheat these kids. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Never. All right. So once I realized that fact, I would get through this year. We have two more games to go. And then I'll be at the school full time for a little while longer to help with those guys, find a new coach. And then eventually I'm going to, retire. But I think this place has been such a large part of my life. I mean, my Lord, I met my wife here. My daughter Taylor, grew up in these hallways, and it is bittersweet for sure.
You were a young kid. It's, you and I mean, I'm 60. I'm going to be 65 myself in February. You don't realize 30 years ago you were a kid when you came to Lackawanna.
Yeah, I really was. I was 31, but I had never really, I played in the league till I was like 29.
Yeah.
And so I never really, I never knew. I knew I wanted to coach, certainly, but I didn't know, where. And I'm a local guy. I'm from Plymouth, Pennsylvania, originally, and I was living in Dallas at the time. And I remember you guys being on the board. It was wild, like the committee. And I remember not getting the job, but being the defensive coordinator that first year, and Wally Chambers was the head coach. The following year, I became the head coach with the thoughts of maybe being here for a few years.
Yeah.
Just start to kind of get it under my belt and then do what all coaches do, right? Move around the country in a haphazard way in their career. And then I met Denise Yankowski, who is now Denise Duda here at the school, and just really settled in here and found so many challenges here, but so many good things too. And all the presidents, as you know, Dr. Morelli, and then, Ray Angeli and Mark Volk.
Yeah.
And, it just keeps going on and on and on. Now Jill Murray. So I've been through a lot here, but a lot of great things have happened along the way.
That is one thing. Did you envision that lack when you just started, because you were saying, yeah, and this might be a stepping stone for me as a coach, did you envision that Lackawanna's football program would make this much of a mark nationally?
I really didn't. I knew that, we had an opportunity to garner some interest from some players, because, like, Bob, all my friends are former players.
Yeah.
And all my friends coach, and so we knew we had a network, but no idea that we have, Outland Trophy winners and first round draft choices, and all these people along the way have done such a great job. I think the program has grown and grown and grown to the point where now we're a viable option to be the Division II team in the PSAC, which I think is a huge, huge thing, and I think the school is ready for that, and certainly it affords more opportunities for these guys too. So it's been, I could have never, if I would have said, I would have thought that was the case, I'd have to be lying.
It's amazing. And, you know, we were so lucky to have you at the helm for all of these years to guide that program and the school to fame. And everybody in football, in college football, knows Lackawanna College. They know the deal. They say it's a great place. They produced all these professional players. Dude has been the guy. I mean, 25 players who went on to sign NFL contracts. 450 that went on to NCAA Division I. It's really remarkable, and you got to take the credit for it, Coach. You got to take the credit for it. I know you won't, so I'll give it to you. But man, it just shows, you know, get your lunch pail and go to work every day and look what you produced.
You know, I don't think there's any question. I think it's, you know, it's more, I think it was more perspiration and inspiration for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's the nature of being a football coach. I remember I talked to somebody in the media a while back. They said, what are your hobbies? And I for the life of me, I can't think of one. I don't have any. Right? So I said, well, I don't have any hobbies. But I do coach football, and I do that. And they're like, well, that's your job. I said, well, I don't really think it's a job. I really never thought it was. And so I've loved it to such a degree for such a long period of time. And hopefully that enthusiasm has gone to my players, and they understand that it's true, right? It's a true thing. And I think getting these guys educated is so important. I had a luxury of talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, well, aren't you proud of the NFL guys? Well, certainly, right? Mark Lewinsky and, you know, oh my God, Tyre Brown and all these guys, certainly I am. But here's what I'm proud of the most, and I'm so glad I have your show to speak about it, is when a community will allow people to come and embrace their dreams, and then those people in turn go out and become four-year educated people with their degrees and get great jobs and great lives. You know, we helped a lot more people than ones you see on TV. And so those guys, to me, are the difference maker. The guys that helped go to the National Football League, man, that's fantastic. But the guys we help become teachers, we have lawyers, we have all those people, those guys really made a huge impact in my life. And that's probably really why I stayed.
Man, you think, and by the way, until you took over as head coach, There were some iffy days very early on, discipline issues, all kinds of things, and you came in and you took that on, and you became a leader of young men. That and I'll tell you, every football coach I had was a little bit crazy. I never heard that about you. I have to say.
You know, it was a very inauspicious start when the program began. I think that, you know, everybody had the right interest. I think you guys did. The board did. I think Dr. Morelli did. I think everybody had the right interest at heart. But, you know, maybe the first selection as head coach might have been not quite as good as it maybe should have been. But you don't know going in, right? So you give it a chance.
Well, no, some of us knew.
Some of you might have known.
Well, some of us believed we're gonna have an issue here. Thank God we got Duda.
and the year that Mr. Wally left, and I remember sitting down there with Dr. Morelli, and Joe goes, "Well, hey Mark, what are you gonna do?" And I'm like, "Doc, I mean, this is pretty screwed up, right?" I said, I can do things, but you have to give me the hammer. You have to give me the ability to remove people that really don't belong here and to bring people that do. And they did. To all your interests, all you guys, Bob, all you guys did that. You said, Coach, you know, kind of square this thing off, you know? And so you allowed me to do it, and that's what we did. And lo and behold, the following year we were 9-2 on the field, and all of our kids graduated, and it was one of those situations where we moved forward. But you had to have a leap of faith there as well, and you guys did. So I commend you guys for that.
Hey, Coach Duda, so Are you symptomatic or substantially symptomatic with the Parkinson's right now?
It's just beginning. It's I'm in the beginning, like not stages of it. I guess I don't know if there's stages, but I was diagnosed in last February, and I take some medication, I do some things, and I'm certainly functional. But as you know, with that disease, that dreaded disease, there's not a cure, and it's a matter of sort of like taking the symptoms and making them as least as possible. So I'm doing really well. And hope to do really well, but certainly, I am not as spry as I was a few years ago.
And there's a lot of stress to running the program, coaching the games, being as into it as you are, dealing with the kids, disciplining the kids, all of that would add to the problem, I'm sure.
A little bit. Like, my doctor was, I have doctors who are really great people, and one of them said, like, you know, what do you do for a living? And I told him, and he was like, he shook his head, right? And he said, well, Mark, that's probably not the living you want to have with what you have. And I said, you know, Doc, I understand. I just want to finish kind of what I started. And so I said, let me go through this year and this season, and let's just finish this, because I think it's really, if you can do it, it's really hard on kids if you leave them. I just think it's best to do it that way. So I told those guys on Monday, I told my team, and everybody what the situation was. I didn't sugarcoat it or lie to them. I tell them the truth, and then it really is the best way to go about this. And once again, I think it's if I have to be done, then by God, it will be done the right way.
Well, we're lucky to have you still with us to be able to guide towards the next choice, because I think that it was taken for granted for so many years now, the amazing job that you did with the program and at the school, that we're gonna need you to help pick that next coach.
Right, and Dr. Murray and Eric have been fantastic. And they said, Mark, you know, we would like you so much to stay on to help us kind of get through this process, so we pick the right people, and so we can kind of move forward. And I would like nothing better than to help this place survive. I love this place. Everybody knows it. And I will do everything in my power to make sure that it is as good as it can ever be. There's no question about that.
Well, Coach Mark Duda, Lackawanna College, thank you so much. Thank you for everything you've done for the area and for that great institution. We appreciate it. And thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bob.
All right.
Take care.
Mark Duda, head coach retiring at Lackawanna College after an amazing, successful career there. He made the program what it is and helped make the college what it is. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Our Veterans Tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basaliga. And today we feature just one of his great companies as we start thinking about the weekend and maybe even what we're doing tonight. Three amazing bar restaurants, and I love them all. Queen City Tavern, Downtown Oliphant, the Far Street Tavern, the reimagined neighborhood bar in the great Trips Park section of West Scranton, and the Old Brook Inn, where I was with Cutie and a gang Sunday, up on Route 307. Man, I had the bone marrow and steak tartare. Everything was off the charts. Fine dining, yeah, we got that too. The Stegmeyer Mansion in an old world setting, downtown Wilkes-Barre, and a Terra 519. A modern Manhattan feel. Gorgeous restaurant. Cutie and I stopped by last night and enjoyed it, loved it as usual. Fine dining like you'd never thought we'd see in Northeast PA. John Jack Walsh III. We lost him June 27th this year. He was 79. He was from North Abington Township. He survived by his beloved wife, Leanna Nicholas Walsh. Born in Scranton, he was a proud graduate of Dunmore High School and the University of Scranton. He was a dedicated professional investment broker and advisor for over 50 years. He managed local branches for several large investment firms. Since 2000, Jack owned and operated Stonehill Investments with his son Jason guiding countless individuals and businesses with his expertise, experience, and integrity. He was a proud veteran of the United States Army Reserves, loyal member of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, avid golfer. That's where I got to know him and love him. He had a passion for the game. He enjoyed hunting, particularly when there were steaks on the grill afterwards. He was fun. He treasured his relationships, including his decades-long friendship with those closest to him. He always put family first, valued loyalty in others, and was a role model in demonstrating high integrity in all things professional and personal. In addition to his wife, Leanna, Jack is survived by his loving children, a daughter, Jennifer Walsh Clark, sons John the Fourth and Jason, and his wife, Christina, all of North Abingdon Township. He also leaves behind his cherished grandchildren and many other family members. A great guy, Jack Walsh. Our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with increasing clouds and showers by evening, 60 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with showers, 42. Thursday, partly cloudy, windy, chilly, 48. Friday, cloudy with showers, likely late in the day, 57. Okay, it's going to get cold. It's going to get warmer. I was talking to Gene Barrett last night. And I'm obviously very disappointed with the results. I mean, it was a blowout. And I think the same thing would hold true for Trish Beinan. They ran campaigns. They put themselves on the line. I was telling them, I said, yeah, you'd be upset. You'd be shocked, all of that. But the fact is, you put yourself out there. You offered your services. If the voters choose to go in another direction, which they did, that's not your fault. It's nothing you should feel badly about. And frankly, I said, the fact that it wasn't close, you can't even worry about woulda, coulda, shouldas. But you've done a service to the community. You're out there. You offered yourself. And I'd say that to all the candidates. You offered yourself, you offered ideally your vision, and it's something to be proud of. And they really are. Anyway, that was the deal. Election day. Crazy. And hanging for a while patiently is our friend Donald from Pittston. How are you, Donald?
Okay, good. Now let's see what happened here. Okay, they had an agenda and they executed it. It started with February with those pay cuts to Medicaid, and then they ran what they did. They went out the Democrats and they ran veterans who ran as Democratic centrists. Yep. And then they shut down. This is all by design. This is no different. What happened as a perfect tsunami. You got the Republicans got hit with, just like Obama when the Tea Party crushed him in 2010. Mm-hmm. But what you imply, we're real smart and we're smart. The only way you're going to solve this is get rid of that stupid filibuster, because then you're going to be able to identify good policies versus bad policies. Without getting rid of that filibuster, nothing's ever going. You're going to have this happen back and forth like a pendulum, the seesaw.
And people don't like it. They don't like inactivity. They blame it on the party in power. The Republicans are getting they deserve zero blame for the shutdown, but they're getting a substantial part of it. And yeah, you can't allow that to happen.
Oh, Claiborne wanted it. Harris wanted it. Now they don't want it. Hey, you got to have it. This way you could distinguish good policies from bad policies.
Amen.
You won't have to wait a whole election cycle like with what happened with Biden, how horribly it was, the open borders and stuff. You have the filibuster. Then they'll know what's good and what's bad, and we can keep the good. Now, when she ran, I have a home in Virginia. She ran the Spangleberger, right? She's a veteran. She has three daughters. Her ads were, she was like the blonde-haired Mother Teresa, Bob. I'll protect your kids from the trans authorities. And you wouldn't even know, like, they, 2 years, like 3 years ago when she was supporting the nonsense with Biden, you know?
Yep.
They ran totally different. They ran this time.
These Democrats have run on lies. We had a mayor do it in Scranton. Again, just a miniature version. And I'm like, well, people fell for this? Obviously. They voted in the clown who wished a political opponent's kids dead. It's insane.
Right. Do you think Small really that Biden? They never would have won. He was up on Taj Mahal, and I'm Scranton Joe with the rosary beads, and I'm going to, you know, I'm this great centrist. I'll bring the country together. And he had open borders and everything against it. You know what I mean? He made transgender holiday out of Easter and everything. No one would ever went near Joe Biden if he ran the way he governed. You know that.
I know.
He governed so far to the left.
Well, the Obama gang created an image and a brand for him, which stole from the people of Northeast Pennsylvania, specifically Scranton, and he betrayed that for sure.
What we got to do, right? You're right. What we got to do though is get rid of that filibuster. Get rid of it now and stop it. Stop. I know why John Kennedy's a good senator in Louisiana. I think he wants to keep it, but you got to get rid of it. And you can't worry about what they're going to enact because they're going to act anyway.
They're going to do it anyway.
That filibuster is God once they get with 2 years.
And you're hastening you're increasing the chances that it will go away, because if you're ineffective in the U.S. Senate, the people will punish you. Thank you,
they're
going
to give another fake impeachment in 2 years. I mean, we have the script right here.
I know.
It's just because you know they're going to do it. So let's get rid of that filibuster and move on. And
you
get good policies in your God country and good energy, affordable energy, and let's do it. Let's get rid of the filibuster. That should be our main thing right now.
Amen.
Enact the Trump policies so we can they can see how good they work, and then they won't want to go back the other way.
Amen, Donald. Thank you. Andrew from Jersey, thank you for your patience, my friend.
Hey, Bob, you're right. They flipped and they ran as moderates here in New Jersey. I was appalled because I thought it would be close. And sorry about that. And I'm causing a scene because of my grief. But she was like Kamala Harris, flip-flop in and going back on all her radical leftist stances, and she couldn't answer the question. So I was like,
when somebody doesn't know, this is the Democrat candidate for governor in New Jersey we're talking about. When she did not have an answer for how she made $7 million on stock trades as a congressperson, I was saying, if that doesn't disqualify her, are these Democrats that rabid about party affiliation that they're going to turn down a guy who would be great as a governor in Jersey for this empty vessel? We did it in Scranton.
And you would be in jail. Yep. You were sent to jail. If we did that, we would be in jail. And also there were bomb threats, 14 different precincts that were heavily Republican, so that deterred the vote. And Dennis Prager said it best. He said, there's voting fraud, and, like, somehow it always helps the Democrats.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, well, maybe it is just a coincidence. And in New York City, he chose the fakeness of the press. He did the same. He flipped on all his positions. But it was up to Andrew Cuomo in the debate to point out, well, you're a Democrat socialist. They want to defund the police. They don't want prisons. So shows how the press didn't ask him those simple, you know, questions about his radicalism. But they're going to pay the price in the city. And the kids are going to find out that it was just a phony promises. And now they ruined Pennsylvania, from what you're saying, because I was going to bail out to Pennsylvania because I thought, well, that'll be nice, like maybe South Carolina, but that's far. Texas is far. But I'll still be close to my relatives.
Well, if we didn't have a Republican-controlled Senate, state Senate in Pennsylvania, this state would become a ghost town with the leadership it has. Three ridiculous Supreme Court justices just got retained. It's nutty stuff. But thank you, Andrew, as always. Hey, we got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We'll return.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This date, 1988. And one of the great stories Murph tells us of rock history, the Beach Boys moved to number one, their fifth number one hit, and first in 22 years with that great song, Kokomo. And I did not know this either, featuring John Stamos on the drums. And we're going to finish with Jimmy Buffett, same feel, same vibe, this date 2003. He won his first country music award for his duet with Alan Jackson. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. And after yesterday's results, I think more than a few of us are saying, man, is it 5 o'clock yet? somebody touching on this, that ending the filibuster is complete moronic idea. You end the filibuster, and when, not if, the Democrats get back in power, they will run everything they've been wanting to do for years. The Second Amendment will be nothing more than something written on paper. That's just the start. Here's the problem with your argument and premise. They're going to do it anyway. When they get control of the Senate, they will do it anyway. In my view, the only chance, and I'd seldom agree with Trump on politics, the only thing that will keep Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate and the House is if they are effective in legislation. You see how foolishly people vote, how blindly they vote, how they listen to the media about everything. If the Republicans are not effective when they're in power, they will lose that power. Period. They've got to get rid of the filibuster to be effective. The Democrats are going to do that anyway when they gain control. So why give them a better chance to gain control? That's the scary thing. Hey, let's go to Tom from Edwardsville to take one last call for the day. How are you, Tom?
Oh, not bad. No, not really. I'm very, very humongously disappointed in yesterday's results.
Awful, yeah.
What I really want to know, with your expert research people, I really want to know how much external to this area of money went into the local elections versus local funding of the local
elections. The two races that experienced the most out-of-town money was Luzerne County Council for the Democrats and for Paige Cognetti, mayor of Scranton. Those are the two. And it was tens of thousands of dollars.
I mean, some of the results are just, we have to provide a mechanism where we take IQs before someone can vote. To take a 79-year-old person who's thoroughly unqualified to be anything financial, let alone a county controller, and elect a person above a competent
incumbent
person who's in front of a competent person who's been doing the job great.
Yep.
I mean, people here have got to be either stupid as hell or nuts.
Not to say the Republicans haven't had their share of incompetence, but I will tell you this. In this area, you generally can't be incompetent if you're a Republican, or you won't get elected because the Republicans won't vote for you. But the Democrats will vote for anyone with that party label. Anybody. Yeah. It's insane. I don't get it.
We need to see dollar numbers. Like how much was spent by outside the area?
The last figure I saw, and you won't know till the reports after the election, the last figure I saw was at least $55,000 for the... And remember, last time it was $170,000 for Democrats for county council in Luzerne County. National left-wing organizations based out of Washington, D.C. have really focused on Luzerne County Council, and it's been to the detriment of the Republicans.
Gotta be. And the thing is, this country is going down the tube very fast because of the focus on party rather than the person running for office. And I don't know if there's a fix for that before the country goes under.
The Democrat Party has a disease. It's got communist disease. It's got some evil at the core of its ideology, and yet normal people, seemingly normal people, are still voting for that. They literally voted in Virginia to elect as the chief law enforcement in that state, officer in that state, someone who imagined killing children of his opponent, political opponents. We're in scary territory. That's why we play. The battle is over, but the war goes on after the Trump election, and we've played it every day since, because these lunatics are not going away, and they've got a lot of dummy-crat followers. There's nothing we could do about it. We've got to keep, and our turnout is not good.
It's
disheartening, but we've got to go and vote. Thank you, man. We got to go for the day. Guys, God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow at 9. we'll continue to pick up the pieces, because we're not giving up. We're not going anywhere, I promise you. But for today, we've got to call to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense and gavel it to be so. Have a great afternoon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.